Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and God is in the miracle working business. Praise God. Thank you for joining me. We're going to continue on with what I've been sharing this week on seeing ourselves as God sees us. But before I do that, the Lord just placed on my heart, there's a brother listening that has just been, you've been having a real battle mentally. There's just a spirit of heaviness and oppression that's come against you. And I'd like you to pray with me right now, because there's power in agreement, and that there's not any particular reason, you're not a particular crisis you're going through, but there's just a heaviness, and you're just out of sorts. You're not feeling the way you have been. And so let's just join together. Father, in Jesus' name, you see this brother. Lord, there may be others too, dealing with a spirit of heaviness and oppression. And Satan, we quote the word of God against you. God has not given us a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. And we rebuke this heaviness, the spirit of oppression, off of this brother or anyone else who may be struggling with this, in Jesus' name. And we command it to go in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now that the strength of the Lord, the anointing of the Lord, the peace of God, the anointing of the Lord, which will destroy every yoke. Father, I just thank you that this brother is loosed right now in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And then there's a sister, you've been having problems with your stomach. You've just been kind of queasy, nauseous, and you don't know what's going on. You've been under stress lately, but you're concerned, is it an ulcer? If you're able to right now, just place your hand over your stomach, and let's pray right now. And saints, agree with me as you are able. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for this sister who's suffering from this stomach condition. Father, you know what is occurring. Father, I take authority over that stress she's been dealing with, and Father, I speak now to normalcy in that stomach, the entire GI tract, the digestive system. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, you will touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, and every bit of this discomfort, every bit of this nausea, every bit of this lack of appetite, Father, shall go in Jesus' name. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. And there's another sister, right? You're trying with the Lord's help, but you're just, the enemy has put fear against you. You're just really anxious and worrying. And this is regarding some loved ones. And you've put them in God's hands. And that's where they are. And God will hear your prayer. He's protecting. He's undertaking. But let's not let you be tormented by the spirit of fear the enemy would bring against you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I rebuke this spirit of fear, this worry that the enemy would bring. And, Father, I thank you that faith is going to arise in her heart. Lord, you have given us faith. You're the author of our faith, and you're the perfecter. Lord, you will not allow us to go through anything, to experiencing anything in this life that you have not given us the faith to stand on, to respond in. Otherwise, you would be unjust. But Lord, you won't give us above what we're able to bear. So Father, I thank you right now that this spirit of fear is gone in Jesus' name. And Lord, also regarding whatever that burden is regarding the loved ones, Father, I release the blood of Jesus, the protection of Almighty God, and that you will have your will, your way in their lives, and draw them close to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. We can rejoice that God hears and answers prayer. There's power and agreement, beloved. All right. Well, we've been sharing about our identity in Christ, seeing ourselves as God sees us. And basically, going back to the beginning, we saw that Adam and Eve were created in the very image of God. They were to have dominion, authority, and rulership over all the works of God's hands. That's what David said. What is man that thou art mindful of them? Thou hast set him over all the works of thine hands. And to David, this was an amazing thing. And it is amazing as we think that God was willing to share his creation, gave it to man that we would have rulership over and dominion over this earth. The Apostle Paul states in Romans 5:12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, that was Adam, and death by sin, because that's what God said would happen, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Is that not true? Verse 15 states, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many are dead, much more, praise God, by the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, the man Christ Jesus, who is very God in the flesh, hath abounded unto many, whomsoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life. Paul states that we are buried with Jesus Christ, and as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. That means that we can walk in joy, in peace. Even in the midst of trials, there is a peace that God gives us because we know God's working in and through that. He's working to strengthen us. It's just like a piece of steel. If it's not tested and tried, it won't be fit for whatever purposes that metal was designed for. But it's through the trials of life that we become strong. There's an old song we used to sing, if we never had a problem, we wouldn't know that God could solve them. We would know what faith in God could do. Praise God. In Romans 6:6, the word states, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. And verse 11, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Why, beloved, I don't care how long you've walked with God, you are a new creature. And part of our Christian walk, our maturing, involves getting that really in our spirits, in our minds, that we're not the old creatures we were. We are a new creature. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can live as Jesus did in fellowship with the Father. And we can have the characteristics of Christ. What are they? What's beloved? It's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, meekness. Against such there is no law. Beloved, this is what we've been called to. And this might be very simple to understand. In fact, you know, the mind of man, we want continual revelation. But the most profound revelation in the Word of God is the simplest and the most basic, that we have been redeemed from the state, from the judgment that God put upon sin by the great love that Jesus has for us. He was willing to come into the world as our Savior, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever should believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That was God's plan in the beginning, and he is going to accomplish that. He's going to have that. Sons and daughters who are eternally with him as his family. Praise God. And since, beloved, we're no longer under the dominion of sin, the penalty of sin is no longer working in us. We've been redeemed. We've been spiritually translated out of the clutches of the serpent, the devil. And positionally, we are citizens in God's country. Praise God. In his kingdom. 1 Corinthians 15:22 states, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. This is the abundant life that Jesus was talking about. He said, I came that they may have life. He was talking about eternal life for those who believed on him, and that life more abundantly. He was talking about here on this earth. In heaven, everything will be perfect. We'll get the final installment on our salvation, if you will. That is our glorified body, the same kind of body that Jesus has. But beloved, we have to, and I don't know how many times we need, a good teacher reiterates the same thing. Jesus did that. And the same word of God has been given throughout the centuries, throughout the history of man since Jesus came into the world, so that we could grasp the beauty and the simplicity of the gospel. A child can receive salvation. It's not hard to understand. It's because of the love of God. And so, beloved, our position has changed. And just as Jesus changed our hearts and put his spirit within us, and we become a new creation created by the Logos or the Word of God, Jesus Christ, he did that work for us. We've become spiritually created, if you will, by the work of God. And one day soon, praise God, we shall all be changed physically back into that glorious immortal body like Adam had in the beginning. We are positionally, in God's eyes, already a new creature. We do not come to God in our own worthiness. We indeed cannot come to God. Jesus said, no man can come to the Father, to God, except through him. Therefore, only as we receive Jesus into our lives and we experience the new birth, we are a new creation, a new creature. And beloved, it's a simple matter of accepting Jesus. If you're not sure that you're saved, let's pray this prayer. Father, I come to you, and Lord, I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. I ask you to wash me from all of my sins and receive me into your family as a child of God. From this day forward, I will follow you, I will obey you, and I thank you for eternal life through my personal Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's been a joy to share these simple, basic truths, but beloved, we can never dwell on them too much. I heard those that have gone to heaven or have come back, all heaven continually rejoices in the cross of Christ and what that has meant to the saints of God. Well, my time is gone, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.